The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. So on Thursday, I was online and I went on Facebook and I saw a short video that a friend of mine posted. It was, I've been thinking a lot about creation, praising God, and it was of a deer prancing joyfully in a glorious sunset in the gentle, peaceful tide waters. And it leaped happily once, twice, three times, four times, five times. The sixth time it leaps and then disappears into a watery sand hole of some kind. And it was unexpected. And the caption of the video was, "Me, every time I think my life is going okay for once." And isn't that really how it goes? That sometimes things just come up unexpected. And it made me wonder and made me think about the question of, what does the landscape of your life look like right now? Is it a serene mountain setting with pretty wildflowers and evergreen trees and that are swaying to the music of a bubbling brook? Or is it more like an unpredictable, stormy, pounding waves eroding the beach of a seashore? Or is it like being at the top of the mountain, where that part where you're boulder hopping, and you think, how far is it really until I get to the top of that mountain? Or is it more like coasting on a bicycle with good friends down a gently sloping hill on a wide road with no cars and that refreshing wind blowing in your face? Is it more like a fun amusement park filled with lots of thrills and adventures? Or is it kind of dry and dusty or stagnant and musty? Is there a change of seasons that's happening that you aren't quite ready for? Or is it beautiful, where everything is in the right place, postcard picture perfect? Or you're not even exactly sure where you are because you feel lost. Is it a lush, fertile garden that has that familiar, faint aroma of manure? Or is it like that deer jumping joyfully in the waves, suddenly getting swallowed up? What does the landscape of your life look like right now? I ask that question because today we hear a story, a very familiar story, of a crazy gardener carelessly sowing seeds everywhere in all sorts of odd places. So how many of you garden? Okay, quite a few gardeners in here. So when you want to plant seeds, what do you do before you plant them? What are some of the things that you do? What was that? Get the dirt ready. That's right. Okay. What else? You might add some manure, fertilizer, that's part of the process of getting the dirt ready. You might till it. Exactly. Okay. And so when you are planting seeds, how do you sow them? One, I see Trudy, one by one, by one, by one. Or if they're little, you might build a little, like a little trough type of thing, little, and sprinkle them in and then gently cover them up and pat them. But that's not what this sower does in the story that Jesus tells. Where does he sow these seeds? Everywhere, on rocks, on a path, where people travel regularly, in the midst of thorns. And only some of them does he actually plant on what's called good soil. What kind of gardener does that? Would you do that? You have? Somehow that doesn't surprise me. That's wonderful. The Mountain View Elementary kids, yes, I've witnessed that myself too. But somehow this sower in his sowing, especially in a place where water was so scarce, seems extremely wasteful. He is sowing precious seeds where it would take essentially a miracle for them to grow, where birds can easily eat them, where there's not enough soil, in the midst of thorns, places where these seeds have very little chance to even grow. Yet about this sower, Jesus says, listen. If you have ears, listen. So that means everybody, listen. Wherever you are, whatever the landscape of your life looks like right now, listen. Listen to this story of this crazy sower carelessly throwing seeds around everywhere. Listen. Jesus says, listen. Because if you listen, you will hear him sowing seeds of love and faith and hope everywhere. No matter where you are right now in your life, Jesus is sowing seeds of faith and hope and love, especially in the most unlikely places, especially in places where no one expects or believes that they will grow. Listen, because we have a God of miracles. Whether you find yourself hopping among boulders, running from crashing waves, or being swallowed up by watery quicksand, listen. Listen to this story about the crazy gardener sowing seeds. Because when you listen, you will discover that these seeds are also being sown in your life. Jesus says, listen. Listen, because I am with you always, especially in the most unexpected, unlikely, and often unwelcome places in your life. Because our God is a crazy gardener, a generous sower, reckless in love, relentless in hope, tossing those seeds of faith, those seeds of love, those seeds of hope. We're not even a lazy, bad gardener would sow them. Listen. Listen, because God's love finds you wherever you are. Even if you're lost and you don't know where you are, God finds you. And Jesus reminds us to listen, not only because is it important for us to remember that we are not alone, especially as we travel that well-traveled path in life, or if we find ourselves among thorns choking us, or if we're boulder hopping amidst the rocks. But he tells us to listen because this is our calling too. That's why it didn't surprise me, Brent, that you would do that, because you live this out. Each and every one of us are called to be sowers of faith, sowers of hope, sowers of love. To be relentless in offering hope, especially to those who have no hope. To be reckless in sharing love with those who are most vulnerable. To be generous and full of faith. Faith that our God truly is a God of miracles. A God who can make things happen when there is no way. Jesus reminds us to listen. Because it's not up to us to judge the landscape of our own lives, let alone the landscape of someone else's life. We are called to simply be crazy gardeners and sow those seeds of love, sow those seeds of faith, sow those seeds of hope. Graciously, generously, relentlessly, even recklessly. And the rest is up to God, the God of miracles. Jesus reminds us, listen, listen, listen. Because you never know where those seeds of God's love will take root and grow and bear fruit, even in you. Amen.